Welcome to Talk About Scary, the show where we do just that. I'm Adam, and with me as always is...
Clay. Me!
Ha ha! It's Clay. Clay, how you doing today, Clay? You looking good.
I'm doing pretty well. It's nice to do some videos again. It's been a while since we've sat down and done videos. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice, baby.
Can't deny, it's nice. It's a little bit hot here in Arizona today. I think it was 103. That's just the beginning. That's springtime here. So I am sporting a casual pastel tank top with the MTV logo on it, if anybody can see it. So I know this outfit isn't very scary, but the fact that I've chosen it should scare the hell out of you.
Isn't it true that, like, MTV doesn't even, like, do music anymore? Or did MTV even, like... Is that still a thing? Or did it shut down? I feel like it was shutting down. I don't know.
I'm showing everybody the gun show right now. They don't get... You can't buy tickets anymore, but it's...
I'm just spitting fake facts.
You get a free little sneak peek there.
That's what I do. I spit fake facts.
That's it. MTV does not do music videos anymore. It's 100%, 24 hours a day, nothing but reruns of ridiculousness with Rob Dyrdek and CeeLo Brim and my favorite host of that, Chanel West Coast. I love Chanel. Chanel, if you ever see this and you ever leave your husband, I'll be happy to, stuff.
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. So
yeah, but she does. She knows. You know me.
And if you know, you know.
I love your music. Yeah, I love your music, Chanel. I really do. Okay. So
what are we talking about today,
boys and girls? We're talking about something that I love. I love this, and it's one of these concepts that we've gone over a million times. I love beating a dead horse, so I think you're gonna really like this.
Nothing's quite as good as beating dead horses.
I go out in the desert and I beat them all the time.
You just find them, they're just laying there dead, and you're like, it's time to beat it up.
They get colicky, they lay in the ground, on the cement, and then cars hit them, they die. Then you beat them. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow. Anyway.
I love horses. We have a lot of wild horses by my house.
We're not talking about dead horses for all you horse enthusiasts that are just sitting there going, nay!
We love horses here. A lot of wild horses, so... We love horses. Don't get mad at us. They have souls. We love them.
So
we're talking about the Dybbuk box tonight. Okay. The Dybbuk box. Okay? Let's get started. The Dybbuk box is a Hebrew. So the Dybbuk is a Hebrew demon, right?
Wait, is that like demon in Hebrew, or it's a specific to Hebrew demon?
It's specific to Hebrew, okay? But
okay,
we're gonna go a little bit further. This thing first popped on eBay and was said to be a wine cabinet that was possessed by this demon, right? It's an item, yeah. It's a wine cabinet that was supposedly possessed. Supposedly possessed. We can get into that, but there's a guy named Kevin Manis who actually posted it on eBay with a long story featuring Jewish Holocaust survivors. Shame on you, Kevin. And paranormal claims as part of his eBay description to try to sell this box for a bunch of money. And a story was inspired to make the film, to make a film called The Possession. And if you haven't seen that, it's a great movie.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan's in it.
Who else? Who's my favorite person? You know who my favorite person is.
I do. No, you say it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Produced by Sam Raimi.
Yes.
Sam Raimi, my hero as a filmmaker myself. We love you, dude. And keep making films. You make them just the way we'd like to make ours. I'm going to go ahead and blow the story right out of the water and tell everybody right off the bat, right after I tell you this, I'm going to tell you this little blurb first. In 2003, he's a writer, this Manis guy, and he's a furniture refurbisher. He owns a business, and he purchased the cabinet at a yard sale from a local attorney in Portland, Oregon. he began developing this backstory, and because of that, you already know that I said develop, which means it's totally fake. He made up the entire thing. It's crazy, right? You thought we were going to start off and tell you guys, oh my gosh, it's haunted. None of this stuff was made up, because that's what we like to do, but we're giving it to you the way it is. It was fake.
But haunted the whole thing wine was faked. Cabinet.
It is. Derek. And he made a creative story to post on eBay Derek. To sell it for a bunch more money. And it was. He claimed that it was previously owned by a survivor of the Holocaust in Poland, who said it contained the malicious spirit of a Dybbuk, right?
Right.
And that the box had paranormal powers and was responsible for his bad luck and all of his nightmares. Subsequent owners retold Manis' story when reselling the item and amplified it with their own claims of strange phenomena. That is as far as I want to go with any of those internet legends or things like that, because while those are creative, I really wanted to talk more about the box itself.
Right.
You know, Clay, you and I have talked many times about haunted items,
yep.
Specifically things on eBay, bras, right? What else?
Ziploc bags. We've talked about Ziploc the Elsa bags. Doll. Not sure exactly when this episode doll? Will air, but yeah, we've talked about quite a few haunted items, and several of them were sold on good old eBay.
There's a painting we're going to talk about in a later episode that's supposedly haunted as well.
Supposedly.
It is terrifying to look at.
Air quotes.
But what Clay and I, our theme, if you will, boys and girls, let me just get closer for a fireside
our
chat with you.
Motif.
Our motif is to explain these things off, but also understand that there could be something behind them, because humans impart their own energies upon things. Kind of the whole statement by what you hold true on earth, we will hold true in heaven. I imagine there's something to that in some way. So when
right.
we talk about haunted items, right, Clay? Right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right. We talk about haunted items.
Left.
Is it too...
Right. Left.
Left.
Right. Anyway.
Left. Camera? Anyway. Yeah. It's either camera right or camera left. But when we speak about haunted items, I'll back up now. Back to where I was. You know... Are they necessarily haunted from the get-go? No, but can we impart our own self-fulfilling prophecy upon these things? It actually could be. And there's actually other recorded incidents that have happened over time, not with just the Dybbuk box we're going to talk about here, but with about other items that somehow just became haunted randomly. There's no actual evidence of a haunting in them, but people have told these stories so many times that they believe them. They believe that bad things happen to them. So what's to say that they haven't imparted some sort of power in this item or over themselves using this item as kind of like a conduit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think anyway. Now, I will say his name, even though my girlfriend does not like him at all.
Say his name, say his name.
So Ghost Adventures star Zach Bagans.
Oh, I love everybody. Him. I love him.
Do you like Zach?
No, I just want
like
to say that.
So I actually like him on television. I think he's great, but you know, my girl doesn't really care for him too much.
I think it's hard to watch too many episodes of that show in a row. He's okay, but I feel like he's a little dull. Sorry, Zach.
Yeah.
I feel like he is a curator of all things haunted. Like his
no.
heart. I feel like he's just going through the motions a lot of times, and his voice just kind of grinds my gears. I'm sure people say that about me too. My voice grinds my gears.
It's very grating.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very grating. It's horrible. I don't care for it at all.
But anyway, go on about Zach.
Thank God you're my boss. So Zach is a curator of all things haunted, am I right? So he has a few things, but one of the things that he has is now this cabinet. And on top of this cabinet, he also has other things like...
Hair.
Annabelle.
Oh, yeah.
And hair.
Annabelle.
Great hair. Annabelle. He has a lot of little things. And he has a little place in Las Vegas that he has all of his curios in. You can go see. I'm not going to say the name, because I'm not into giving advertisements for places but I will say that I went up there with my girlfriend, and when we went there, the service, it was a 2-hour guided tour. Service was really bad. They told us to leave, come back in like 2 hours, buy our tickets online, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in an area that looked like an old medical plaza. and north Las Vegas, like past the Stratosphere. So, you know, great area. Anyway, that the whole neighborhood could be haunted. No offense to those who are, there's actually a very nice neighborhood around there. And a community theater, go check it out. I digress again. He has this there, and Post Malone saw it there, right? And other people have said the same thing. They've enjoyed the internet legend, and many people that have owned it have said, I've had very bad things happen to me after being in contact with this box. So Post Malone claimed he had a very horrible spat of bad luck, and it was caused by contact with his cabinet, or he believed it was, because he had contact with his cabinet. And that's kind of what I want to get into.
Well, at the time again, that he Post was Malone, there, though, did everybody know that it was fake, or was the story
yes.
still... Okay, so...
Everybody knows this thing has been fake forever.
How could,
knew it was
how
fake.
Could
everybody
you
knew it was
blame
fake.
Something if you know that it's fake?
Well, the thing is that after this came out, and he said, I made the whole thing up, right? And you have some things you want to say about that, his statements. You know, one of the things is that I think that people can impart a type of energy upon something. We've touched about this in other episodes.
Yeah, I'm a big believer of energy. You used to give me crap for it. It sounds like you've changed.
I actually don't. I don't believe it in that way. I do believe it in another way. I'm still giving you as much crap as possible, but not in this episode because I believe we have to.
It's more like human will.
Delve in.
Human will is powerful. We've talked about it a couple of times already just this season. Slenderman,
sure.
for example. Great example.
The Slenderman.
Of, yeah, attorney at
Harvey
law.
Harvey Slenderman, attorney at law. You beat me to the punch. Woo! That was good. You owe me a Coke.
Go check out that episode if you haven't seen it
Jinx.
Yet. And I'm not getting you a Coke. I'll get you a Pepsi.
An excellent episode. It's a choice of a new generation.
Zero sugar Pepsi.
Dr. Pepper. We'll do a Dr. Pepper then.
All right.
These things of there's a motif, you know, like we talked about,
yeah.
where these haunted items. Look, I have a haunted lens cap here. I got this haunted lens cap, and it came from the 1980s, where a punk rocker died on top of it, and now it's haunted, right? I could say that a million times, and my lens cap's haunted. I'm going to sell it on eBay.
Yeah, you can make a lot of money.
Like,
someone's going to buy it, and they're going to think that they ran into some bad luck.
Yep, and someone's going to say,
garbage.
Oh my gosh, this lens cap, or this pink croc. I like crocs, by the way.
Ew.
It's haunted, right? It's haunted. And we could sell it. And the person who wears them might believe it's haunted, and they might have a string of bad luck from that self-fulfilling prophecy of thinking bad things are going to happen to me today. So you start willing your body to believe these things are going to happen until you find the bad things. I actually believe that more than the energies thing. But, I mean, they kind of go hand in hand. I mean,
yes.
I don't have to discount one to believe the other, right?
Yes.
So I think that's where I am with this whole Dybbuk box thing. But you know, I come from a culture of people, for all my Portuguese brethren out there. Hey guys, you know, in our culture, we believe that, you know, going thrift shopping for things and antique items could have spirits in them. It's an actual common belief. Do I subscribe to that? No, but I know a lot of people, friends and family that do. And, you know, I don't make fun of them for it. I only make fun of you for your beliefs, Clay.
Yeah.
But
as you should,
you know, this is something that human being, yeah, because that's what we do. That's my job. But you know, I think that's
thank you, by the way.
That's kind of what
you.
It is, right? No problem. It's part of my job. It's what you pay me for.
I mean,
but
yeah, and
I have haunted He-Man in my garage.
He-Man,
I have a bunch of haunted He-Man. If someone wants to buy it,
I think though, like the thing with this Dybbuk box idea is that yeah, Manus admitted. The whole thing was his creation, and the story was, you know, he's a writer. He wrote this, came up with this idea, and it's malarkey in essence. But what's interesting is that over time he added new elements to the story and tried to help evolve it and keep it relevant and fresh and interesting. And that's kind of clever. Like, you got to give the guy some credit. It's not like anyone's really getting harmed by this. I don't know how much it sold for, so I mean, if it ended up selling for like a ton of money to someone, obviously you said that Zach owns it now, and it's
so it was sold for a ton of money then.
Yeah, but
that's the
he might he's probably not like it. It probably traded hands a couple of times, so I don't know actually got ripped off. Like, I mean, it's kind of become a piece of pop culture now. So Zach was probably willing to pay heavy for it, have it on display, whatever. You know, that makes sense. But like some random guy who maybe bought the initial listing on eBay, if he paid a ton of money for it, I would feel bad. Because then it's like, okay, yeah, you're kind of ripping people off by lying to them. But, you know, as time goes by and the story grows, that's what you have to do. I mean, that's what we try to do as filmmakers. That's what everybody tries to do in their regular job. Everybody tries to stay relevant.
He succeeded at it without making a film. He succeeded at creating a piece of lore and something that's enjoyable for people to talk about without creating a film.
Yeah, and
without creating anything besides a small story that people built upon, which I think is outrageously awesome.
And then it grew into a film. I know he didn't participate, but like the lore behind it became the premise for a Hollywood film.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of cool.
I think that's quite amazing. It is cool. And I mean, now Zach owns it, you know, which is great. He probably paid a pretty penny for it. And so many people have said that they've had bad luck and things happen because of this box. And again, is it self-fulfilling prophecy? Is it something that these people put their energies into and now it's giving an energy back? Like Clay might believe, a little bit more magical, a little bit more Harry Potter-ish esque.
The thing with like my energy theory, and this is different, but you're right, they do go hand in hand. But I think the thing that I believe in is there has to be more history, more backstory. Because it's like with this, when you cycle it back all the way to the beginning, this guy faked it all. There's nothing to stand on other than him saying, yeah, I made it all up. But I think there are certain objects that have a history. Like you go back and you see what the object has been through, and it makes more sense that there's energy. I mean, we've talked about like places that are haunted and contain energy, but it's places that were like battlefields or, islands where people have lost their lives and all these things have happened.
Old Maui High, right?
Yeah, like it.
Here's a callback, Old Maui High, guys. Go listen to that episode.
We're calling back all the previous episodes, but you catch what I'm saying is. Yeah, that energy is a little bit different than this energy, where it makes more sense that something could potentially be haunted when this has no legs to stand on. But this is almost like creating something like Slenderman, where it's just a regular wine cabinet. I made up the whole thing. But so many people start believing it, and Post Malone is all like, yeah, I had bad luck after I came in contact with it. Well, you could probably blame anything else, but he's choosing to blame the Divic box just because he came in contact with it and heard the fake stories about it. I don't know. It's maybe, interesting to
maybe
think
in
about.
His mind he searched for those things, you know.
For
instance, okay, they talk about addictive habits, right? One of the addictive habits people have is that gaining of sympathy from other people by saying they have misfortune or bad luck. I'm not saying Post Malone has that. He's a very successful artist, very nice guy. I've actually seen him in person once. He's a very, very nice human being. He's a very nice guy. He'll stop and take pictures with people. He's not that guy. What I'm trying to say is, generally speaking, from the general public, people who have addictive personalities aren't addicted to the highs, they're addicted to the lows. So, like, for instance, I worked at casinos for a very long time, and in my other life, I decided to work at a local casino recently where I would watch people come in and they'd gamble and gamble and gamble. And one of the things that I found interesting is that these people were not addicted to winning. They would give all of their money back in a second. They were addicted to losing. They were addicted to sitting there and yelling at a machine and being upset and blaming things for their bad luck while they were there.
Sure.
Except for the obvious, which the flashing box is supposed to take your money from you. That's what it's supposed to do.
That's its sole purpose.
That's the reason why all these lights are on right now and people are working, is because you're giving them all your money. And so that's what the flashing box is supposed to do. There's signs everywhere saying these flashing boxes are here to take your money. Just telling you ahead of time.
Right.
People get addicted to those lows. I think people get addicted to sympathy. I think people get addicted to negative feelings the same way. So when someone's like, oh, this, I touched this box and everything's going to go bad for me, I think you can will that into being. I think you can will the negative into happening. Now, I'm not going and telling everybody to buy the book The Secret. Okay? I think that's kind of crazy. But in a very rudimentary sense, I do believe that people can control their own outcome of their day and how lucky or unlucky it's going to be by how you choose to live that day.
Right.
That's all there is to it.
It's like the saying.
If you want to blame it on the Dybbuk box, right?
Yeah. It's like the saying, though, you have 24 hours in a day. So if something bad happens mm-hmm. to you and it takes 15 seconds, are you going to really let it ruin the other 23 hours and 45 seconds? Or are you going to get over it and make the most out of your day? Energy, yeah. thoughts, behavior is a big part of who we are and what we do. So, I mean, yeah, again, the energy thing, though, because
it is.
It's just true.
I mean, and I'll touch on something really far off there for everybody. We can touch on another episode too if you want to, but you think about the idea in science of the theory of dark matter and dark energy, right? This thing that passes through us exists on the same plane. Not dark matter, dark energy.
Talk about but, science.
Right? Passes out on the exact same plane as we do. We do not interact with it whatsoever. We're made of a different kind of matter than what this is. This stuff is composed of. We know the universe is expanding at a rate. The only way that you can actually figure out why it's expanding so fast. I can't think today of why it's moving so quickly is because you have to introduce this idea of dark matter. Then everything works perfectly. You know, galaxies move at different speeds, and the universe is expanding at a rapid rate. And this part's science, right? This theory and science in it. But if we can think of dark matter, for instance, why can't we think of another in a realm totally different than what we're in, a different universe where things operate differently that's right underneath us or right on top of us that we don't even see. And maybe those kind of energies that we put out in the world, maybe those are affected in some way.
Yeah, I mean, stuff like that is totally interesting. That's right up my alley.
You ever walk into a place and everybody's angry? Why is everybody angry in this store right now? Why is everybody so pissed off? Because they're feeding off each other, right? So maybe objects can do the same. We're all made out of particles. We're all made out of matter, you know. Maybe, you know, imparting these energies upon things can actually affect it in some way that we're not aware of, right?
Right. Totally possible.
I don't think it's haunted by ghosts, though. I don't think it's haunted by ghosts.
Wow. Not this, but some things could be. But
yeah, sure.
I did want to throw Absolutely. Out there that when Kevin Manis, announced the whole thing was fake, he actually posted something on a website. There was an article, whatever, yada yada, but I thought the end of it was pretty interesting because, you know, he claimed that he created this whole thing, came up with a story, and that he challenged anyone to find any reference to this Dybbuk box, like this idea, prior to his eBay post, which was in 2003, and that if you could do this, he'll pay you $100,000 and tattoo your name on his forehead.
Nice.
Because obviously he came up with it. So
yeah, you're not finding
anything. No one's gonna find anything, but
incidentally, if you guys want to find us on our Instagram, that's where we like to do most of our business. Thank you for watching this, by the way. If you want to find us on our Instagram, I am selling these haunted pink shell toe Adidas croc like shoes. They're haunted. And I am selling them, and highest bid gets them. So go ahead and place your bids today.
Wow.
I'll even throw in a lovely glass shadow box you can throw them in. And I won't even wash them.
Is
All
the
of the
shadow box
will
haunted?
Be mine. I can haunt it if you want to. There's a lot of ways I could haunt
Instagram
it.
Instagram haunted?
I could fire it in the shadow box and close it up and then mail it off. And that way when they open it, they could smell the spirits.
Am I haunted?
You could be haunted. You are actually possessed by something. I don't know what it is. But I won't even wash them. So you can have I'm not a B movie star. I'm a C or a D movie star. You can have a D movie star's old Crocs.
That are haunted. That's the key, though.
That are haunted.
They're haunted.
For the low, low price of whatever the highest bid is. And,
I don't know if anyone's going to bid on those,
comments.
But we'll go ahead and bid farewell to our audience.
We'll bid farewell.
You just set me up for that. You just set me up for closing the episode. But guys, creep it real.
I knew it.
Thank you for watching.
Keep it real, guys. See you guys later.
In a while.